This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, November 30th, AD 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Omicron is the latest COVID-19 variant, sparking a bit of a panic around the world, which includes more travel restrictions. CNN reports over 69 countries have imposed travel restrictions. Plus, Japan and Israel have locked their borders down to internationals. A South African doctor named Angelique Coetzee told the BBC that her patients with the variant have had, quote, extremely mild symptoms, end quote. They include tiredness, body aches, and a scratchy throat. Her patients have not had a cough or a loss of taste or smell. Greece is requiring churchgoers to show a certificate of vaccination, a certificate of infection, or a certificate of a negative coronavirus diagnostic test before attending services. However, Reuters reports that only 1 out of 4 churches followed through on the check last Sunday, and that was only with unfamiliar attendees. Plus, as of November 18th, unvaccinated people in Greece are barred from indoor spaces, including restaurants, cinemas, museums, and gyms, even if they test negative for the coronavirus. On Monday, Botswana Africa's Court of Appeals upheld a 2019 ruling that legalized sexual perversion, reports Reuters. The decision was hailed by homosexual activists in this landlocked southern African country. Sadly, Botswana became the 11th nation on the continent to dishonor God. Childlessness is preferred by a rising percentage of 18 to 49ers in America. Pew Research has found that 44% of non-parents, 18 to 49 years of age, say it's not likely they will have any children. That's up 7% from 2018, just 3 years ago. In a separate poll, Pew Research reports that 80% of Americans and 90% of evangelicals attribute the cause of suffering in the world to people, but not to the sovereign hand of God. 44% of U.S. adults believe Satan is responsible for the suffering in the world, but 86% of American adults also say that, quote, sometimes bad things just happen, end quote, in an indeterminate universe. Human cause and random cause top the list for reasons behind suffering. The survey also found that 73% of U.S. adults believe in heaven, and only 62% believe in hell. In Job 1, verses 20 and 21, we read about the moment Job arose, tore his robe, shaved his head, and fell to the ground and worshipped. He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And the psalmist said, "I was mute, I did not open my mouth, because it was you who did it. Remove your plague from me. I am consumed by the blow of your hand." Psalm 39, verses 9 and 10. America is killing babies at higher rates. The Centers for Disease Control has issued new data indicating that the total number of surgical and chemical abortions increased 2% between 2018 and 2019, plus the abortion ratio increased by 3%. In addition, based on new data from the Kaiser Family Foundation, a whopping 23% of 18 to 49-year-old women are using the IUD. That's up from 1% in the 1990s. That would account for 12.3 million abortions per year, assuming the Stanford study, which averaged 0.8 aborted children per woman on the IUD per year. Thus, while surgical and chemical abortions have dropped from 1.4 million to 1.2 million since 1999, the total number of abortions, including IUD abortions, has increased in the U.S. from 1.9 million to 13.5 million per year. Also, chemical abortions, such as the RU486 kill pill, have increased from 70,000 per year in 2000 to 340,000 per year in 2017, according to the Guttmacher Institute. Proverbs 29, verse 18 declares, "When the wicked increase, transgression increases, but the righteous will look upon their downfall." And finally, this Christmas season, will you support the Salvation Army or another ministry like Generations.org or your local church with charitable dollars? Last year, the Salvation Army published a new position on the sin of homosexuality, stating that, quote, "Our hiring practices are open to all, and we provide the same benefits to opposite-sex and same-sex couples," end quote. To object, you can contact your local Salvation Army office through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Or you can write General Brian Peddle at the Salvation Army National Headquarters, 615 Slater's Lane, Alexandria, Virginia, 22314. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, November 30th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.